We now continue with a series of interviews regarding the election that's coming up on November 4th, and there'll be a special bond election scheduled for November 4th for those patrons who live in the Iowa Central Community College District. It's a bond referendum for general obligation bonds. Dr. Jesse Ulrich, president of Iowa Central, joins me. Jesse, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Pat. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So let's find out more about what this election is all about there, Jesse. You've talked with people all over, so just fill us in on what's happening.
Yeah, so number one thing is that this is not a new bond. This is actually an extension of an existing bond that already exists. Back in 2008, we passed this bond across our communities to do various things. And so what we are doing now is coming back to our patrons to ask for permission to extend it another 15 years. The financial impact of that is about 33 cents per thousand. So this bond extension for the existing homeowner in Webster City area is about $25 per year. So it's not a huge financial liability for folks, but what we're going to be doing with this money is very, very important. Whenever there's not a single day that I'm across our nine counties where people are not asking us, how do we get more nurses, how do we get more dental hygienists, plumbers, HVAC, et cetera. And that's where every dollar of this bond referendum extension would be going. We're going to increase our capacity for nursing, increase our capacity for HVAC and dental hygienist and vet tech and et cetera. But also, in addition to all of that, the folks over in the Webster City campus are going to have some of the fruits of it in regards to updating the library building as well as the main administrative community building there on campus. That's important to us because when we can update the exterior and add ADA accessible bathrooms, you know, and update the administrative building, it costs us less to be able to heat and cool. And that then in turn is less in general fund dollars.
What have you heard from the constituents here there, Jesse, about this vote coming up?
Yeah, I would say the common theme is two things. Number one, people are saying, thank goodness, we need more nurses, we need more CNAs, we need more HVAC. And then they say, you mean this is only going to be about $25 per year? And so, yes, it's for the average home, you know, across our nine counties and including Webster City, it's about $25 per year. And then the response typically is, well, that's what I spend for a lunch anymore. And so my point to them is, hey, for a very small investment on each of our parts, we can have a very huge economic impact for our region. You know, Iowa Central is very proud to be an economic driver within our region. You know, we have 1,200 employees across our nine counties, and between our GDP, you know, we are one out of every 26 jobs in this region are impacted by Iowa Central. So we have a very positive impact on our economic development, we're just proud to be a part of it.
I know that Iowa Central has seen a lot of change through the years there, Jesse. It started way back in the mid-1960s when the merger between Webster City and Fort Dodge Community Colleges to form what is now Iowa Central Community College. We've seen some building projects going on and so forth, all because of those general obligation bonds, I believe.
Yes, and, you know, the nice part is we've been able to be good stewards of our taxpayer dollars. If you were to look at your tax bill, you know, Iowa Central is maybe around 6% of your total property tax bill. So for that small amount, we're able to generate the workforce, you know, that our communities need. You know, one of the stats that we're really, really proud of here is, you know, of our 6,200 students that we serve, 35% of them are coming from our region. But of the students who graduate, 77% stay in our region. And so we are a huge workforce recruiter, you know, for this region so that when we bring students to Iowa Central, we train them, get them the skilled labor that we desperately need, we know that they're staying within our region.
What amazes me there is that we've seen a lot of people from out of state attending Iowa Central Community College. I've noticed in the athletic programs, Jesse, that these people come from different parts of the country to get the education at Iowa Central.
Yes, you know, about 10%. We have about 650. About 10% of our total population is out-of-state students, mainly from border states, which is great. But we do have 45 or 46 states out of the 50 in the entire United States represented here on campus. And we do have about 100 to 120 on any given year international students as well. You know, so again, we are recruiting students to this region. Once they come here and they're trained, they're seeing the high quality of life that exists in this region, and we're a great part of the process.
I know for a fact there, Jesse, that there is a open house Monday, the 20th of October, taking place at Iowa Central's Webster City campus, but will there be some informational meetings down the road, Jesse, to inform people about this election?
At any given time, people can go to our website, iowacentral.edu. We have a bond tab as well. I have been over in Webster City here for a few times at the Rotary Clubs and some service organizations to do some presentations. If people do have questions, they can certainly reach out to Iowa Central, and we can get them any information that they may need.
And the reason why this is so important there, Jesse, you might want to mention one more time the reason why people should get in support of this?
Yeah, I think the reason that people should really be supportive of this is all of the money is going to workforce training in high-demand areas. And for the Webster City region, you know, a portion of these dollars are going to update our Webster City satellite campus for the science building and as well as the administrative community building. And we know that Webster City has been traditionally a strong supporter of Iowa Central, and we want to make sure that they know that we're there for them, and we are prioritizing their campus to make sure it's the best that it can be to serve the students.
Jesse Orwich, my guest on KQWC today, as we talk about the special election coming up on October 4th for the general obligation bond for Iowa Central Community College with its campuses in Fort Dodge and Webster City. Jesse, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it, Pat. Take care.